back to our special August Day broadcast with Chuck and John, plus a whole bunch of memorable voices from Minnesota's radio history on Bob FM.
Total Country Bob FM.
Whew. We want the phones to ring for the final hour.
Well, I just snuck back there.
Yes.
And we only had a couple of people answering the phone at the point, mm-hmm. but I think they could have answered more. But they were working as fast as they possibly could.
Isn't that wonderful?
Because we are coming around the bend here. The finish line is 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes.
And we are trying to come through that finish line sweaty.
I mean, just hang on, folks. And in a few minutes, we're going to tell you about this offer, in case you're just tuning in, mm-hmm. that graciously made by Ron Shera. And to have a half a day with Ron in the boat?
Yep.
You got to be kidding me.
And I'm sure that he would sing to you while he was in the boat.
Ooh, well, we're gonna get to that in a moment, but I want to bring Hillary on, and she's program director. We're going to talk from Alzheimer's, okay. and we're going to talk about some of the things, the helpline and some of the other issues that are near and dear to your heart.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on, guys.
Go ahead.
All right. So a lot of the dollars being raised today are going to fund our no-cost programming. So we have support groups for lots of different groups of people, for adult children, caring for their parents, for the LGBTQ plus community, groups for those having recently lost a loved one. We offer these online and in person. Another thing that we offer that I personally love and work with every day is our community education programs. So if there's any group out there looking to learn more about dementia, caregiving, what is the disease, the 10 warning signs. I know you guys talked about that earlier with one of my colleagues. We can set up an hour-long class to come out and talk to your group and answer any questions that you have. We have almost 60 trained volunteers throughout Minnesota that are happy to facilitate those classes. So go ahead and give me a call if you want to set one of those up, and we'll come out free of charge to your group. Another really great thing is that we have a Dancing for Mind and Body class that takes place in Hopkins, and it's structured socialization time to learn ballroom dancing for people living with Alzheimer's and dementia and their care partner too, so they can get out and learn some new dance moves through that program. But I mentioned the community education classes. We do have two classes this week that people are welcome to sign up for. One is tomorrow. It's virtual. It's an effective communication class at 11 a.m. You can find that on alz.org, our website, and sign up to attend that virtually. Or on Saturday, we have a presentation at the Nokomis Library. So folks are welcome to sign up for that as well. Again, completely free of charge. And you can find out all of this information on our website, alz.org, or by calling our helpline, 1-800-272-3900. And that number is free as well, and happy to answer any questions that anybody has at any time.
Thank you for explaining to all of us where the money goes. That was a question that was asked very early on in the show this morning. If I donate to Minnesota Alzheimer's at 763-450-0500, where does that money go? And you just talk about some of these programs that are vital, and this is how we can help fund those programs.
Absolutely. Again, all of these programs that we offer are free of charge to the public. So that is where your dollars are going, right here in Minnesota. And also, we want to make sure that nobody's on this journey alone. We know it can be hard, and as the journey progresses, you might need more support. So that's what we're here to do, is support anybody on this journey, their care partners, their family members. We want to make sure that you have all the tools needed to walk this journey with your loved one and your friends.
Throw those contact pieces out so we know how to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. ALZ.org is our website, and our 24/7 helpline is 1-800-272-3900. And if you're looking to learn more about any of these programs, they can put you in touch with our local office as well.
That's magnificent. You know, I love the fact that you don't want people going through this alone. And you think about the numbers that we've heard about the folks dealing with this in the state of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. But then you think, how many of those people are not people you know of, that are fighting a fight all by themselves? They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn. They may not be getting support from their family. My goodness, it just seems so awful. I guess that's the only word I can use, is awful, mm-hmm. that they would find themselves doing that. And you guys are saying, we are here.
Absolutely.
And that's why we say, could you help? You could call right now at 763-450-0500, 763-450-0500. That line is waiting for your voice. And if you call right now, every dime you give is being doubled. And that is an amazing way to give. So if you said, I only got 20 bucks, and I don't even know if that's going to help, but 40 will too. So you give 20, Danny Carpenter gives 20. It's 40 bucks rolled right in. It's amazing.
And then we're going to talk more with Ron Sherrill in the next couple of minutes, too, because he has actually put the whipped cream on top of everything.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, that he's got.
It's like, frosting on a cake. What did you just say, Chuck? As thick as a Lutheran hymn book.
That's pretty much true, and I can eat my way through all of it.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you, Hillary, for being here. And I know you want to go back and answer some more
phones. We've got to get her back and answer
some phones. Thank you, guys.
Run. So I've been assured a picture because I've got Terry Train on the line.
Oh.
And she says, Jeff, we're on top of a mountain right now.
Yeah.
Terry.
Let's see what kind of mountain she's on.
Hi.
Hey.
Terry Train.
Hi.
Why are you on a mountaintop?
We're in the Rocky Mountains right now. We're in Idaho visiting some friends of ours. They have a 16,000 acre ranch. And we are just out looking at their cattle, and it's really unbelievable.
I was going to say, it's not making you angry at all, is it?
Uh-uh. No, we're finding crystals, and it's just beautiful. I can't believe I've never come out here. It's just stunning. Stunningly beautiful.
You plan to bring some trees back with you to plant at the orchard?
Well, there is, you know, we're right by Payette, Oregon, where Harmon Killebrew was born.
Oh.
And I'm looking at the Snake River down the mountain, and on one side is Oregon and one side is Idaho.
Well, you spent some time at the Snake River there, Chuck, didn't you?
I took a group of listeners to Evel Knievel's flight over the Snake River.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
Dumped in the drink he was.
In about 1974 when I was on AM 1500.
Did you wear the Knievel outfit, the stars and stripes with the cape?
No, but I got some great pictures of him. And the crowd was stunned when his craft went straight down. And we thought, this guy's not going to make it. And I still hear from a couple of the five listeners from 1974.
Wow.
Yep.
That's really cool.
So enjoy Idaho. And it's fun snowmobiling out there as well. I've done a lot of sledding in that part of the world, and it's really tremendous.
In Idaho? What town?
Yep.
What town?
Well, around Two Top. If you go to Two Top, that's about 75 miles north of the Tetons. And on a good clear day, you can see the Tetons from Two Top.
Okay,
so
we're just 80 miles from Boise.
Yeah, I got stopped by a park ranger in Yellowstone one winter for improperly passing a buffalo.
Shame on you.
Well, you deserved it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you do the crime, you do the time, buddy.
I'm telling you, I had no idea.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Slam me up against your car.
Life is stranger than fiction.
No. Well, Terry, we've been privileged to sprinkle in some of your awful jokes throughout the day.
Thank you.
Some of those are pretty good. That's the cream of the crop there.
No, Terry, it wasn't. I just to you. I just wonder, couldn't you have worked harder on this a little bit?
Stick to apples, kid. Stick to apples.
Well, Terry, traditionally, you have been... Terry, quick question. Is it natural that my apple trees only produce every other year?
Yes.
Okay.
Very common.
I thought it was something I was doing.
Well,
I was
probably is.
Okay. So
No. Especially Honeycrisp.
Oh, they are Honeycrisp.
Honeycrisp can be a touchy little apple.
Yeah, they are Honeycrisp. Well, you've been here the last handful of years, and boy, we can't thank you enough for that support.
Yeah, come back next year.
Yeah, but...
Were you just going to say, can't thank you enough for all the time? Were you just giving me the brush-off? Is that what's happening here?
No, Terry, no brush-off for you. You're still my wife's favorite DJ in the whole of the world, so...
There.
She will always sing your praises.
But in just a few minutes, we're going to have...
She hasn't met me, so...
Well, no. Maybe we'll just not do that, and then she'll keep this whole thing up, right?
But you know what? I do have to tell you one thing. We saw today quicksand. They have it fenced off, but we threw a big rock in it, and it did start to sink. Some bones had come up from cattle that had... died in the quicksand. So I've never seen quicksand in person, you know, so that was kind of interesting.
See, if my wife had been there, she would have said to me, go take a closer look. Just get really close.
I can think of a number of people I'd like to send out there.
Well, I could think of maybe one or two, yeah. But, so that was really interesting. I've never experienced that, so... Anywho,
thanks
for having me on.
Thank you, Terry Train.
I really appreciate it. Have a good one, you guys.
God bless you.
Yeah, you too with your fundraiser. It's wonderful.
We'll see you at the Orchard. Thank you.
All right. See you guys.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Terry.
So that's it. 763-450-0500. How much time, John?
Well, listen, I'm counting down now. I've done so many fundraisers in my life that the last hour makes me nervous because it gets so hot and heavy.
Yep.
And I just want to let you know, we do have people to answer the phone.
Yes.
So if you can race to that phone and just give your best gift, that would be amazing, because right now your best gift gets doubled. So if it's $50, you know, you've got a margin of 50 that you could throw at us, that turns into $100. Still looks like 50 to you, but $100 goes to the Alzheimer's organization. And if you want to go fishing with Ron.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey.
I put up a half a day fishing trip to the person who makes the largest bid here today. So, and we have all the names, et cetera. So I'm waiting for the station folks to figure out who that is when this is over, and we'll be in contact and have a fun day on the water.
And then we found out today that Ron's quite the vocalist. So here's what I'm singing. You're sitting in a Lumina craft, probably up on the Lax, and Ron's standing on the back gunnels, pushing you along and singing "O Solo Mio."
Oh man,
it would be in my Ranger.
Okay, all right, Ranger.
But I don't know. You know, I'd have to. You know, take the ribbon from your hair,
shake it
loose and let it fall. Lay it soft against my skin. I'm not going to sing that song to
you. It's like a dinner theater on water.
Don't look at John when you sing that.
No,
he was looking deep into my eyes.
The wrong song for that guy.
That's true. Yeah, that's scary now.
You know, Terry Train mentioned quicksand. I was the one time in Africa filming and walking along this pond trying to catch bass. By the way, they had North American largemouth bass in the pond, so that was kind of interesting. And I stepped 1 foot in quicksand. That is a scary moment.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah, we got it on camera. My camera guy was laughing on the other side there. But it went right up to my thigh before I could lay back and pull my leg out.
Oh, were you in a wader or anything?
No, I was just walking ashore, not thinking. I mean, this quicksand, it just looks like sand, you know? But it wasn't. It was quicksand.
Oh. You know, while Ron's in the studio, I've got a question that I really want to ask him.
Well, now would be a good time.
All right. What lake name is most used in the state of Minnesota?
Well, there's several. I've heard this before. Long Lake or Mud Lake.
Yeah.
Might be two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Round Lake? How about Round?
Round might be right up there, too. Yeah.
Just seems like we rename our lakes over and over again. The same name.
We have so many of them.
Right. There was a lot of mud lakes. A lot of long lakes.
I seem to remember vaguely, because it's been a while since I've been up to Many Point Scout Camp, that there was a Lake 2. Almost like they got bored.
No.
They ran out of names and said, you know what? Just call it number 2.
You know, they got bored in the city of Anoka because there's a street down my lane that's called Street. And I get the feeling that was a Friday at 5 o'clock decision right there. Name it Street, and we're done.
There was a Lake 1. I do know that. I don't remember where it is, but anyway. Yeah.
Well, I grew up on Bad Medicine.
That's a great lake.
Yeah,
well, that sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yes.
I quit.
Yes,
you should have gone to a better doctor.
For the guy that drank the water 200 years ago, and they named it was a problem.
See, it's a great trout lake.
Yeah,
it's wonderful.
It drank the water.
Yeah.
That's why maybe they got its name, man.
Chuck confessed me to you on the air one day. I think he ate the mayonnaise out of a jar that was like 12 years old. Was it something like that?
Well, I mean, I got a cast iron stomach.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's get back to this. The stuff at hand.
Oh.
You know, we drift easily. Can you notice that?
We could play a tune.
I wonder when the nurse is going to come in and take us back to our rooms. The number is 763-450-0500. If you can call now. If we can just blitz out those phones. What do we call that back in KTIS days? It was a phone blitz.
I think that's what it was.
That's what it was.
Yep.
763-450-0500. If you could just burn those phones down, we'd like to walk out of here at 3, and the phones are just little pools of melted plastic.
Yeah, a two for one right now. Yeah. So if you had $100, it would become $200.
Do it.
We have a man who is matching whatever you give.
This is your time. Or go online, Jeff. How do we do that?
MyBobCountry.com. And actually, if you're going to go online, too, jump on the Bob Country Facebook page. Join the My Bob Country Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can share this information that way. Let's make it go viral. You can share this entire broadcast with somebody who maybe not have known that it was going on. Have them donate. This goes on throughout today.
Mm. All right.
You know, John, I've been around long enough. Alzheimer's wasn't a big
topic. No.
When I was a young man. So I've had, unfortunately, I've not had any close relatives with that kind of experience, but I did have a longtime friend who I didn't realize that it was a Sunday afternoon to go sit and talk with this person and some relatives, etc. And I sat down next to her, and she said, "Ron, nice to see you. Nice to see you." And I go, "Well, thank you. And about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes later, she turned to me and said, "Ron, nice to see you. Nice to see you." Mm-hmm. And I go, I didn't understand what I was experiencing there, except I go, well, to myself, well, that was a little weird, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was Alzheimer's, as it turned out.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's all around us. It just surfaces.
We can help. We can do something. Yep. We can get them down the road a little bit farther.
Hello.
And this is your time. This is a great time to do it. Mac, you got to give that phone number in your great Paso Profundo radio voice.
How about call now? You don't have much time left. 763-450-0500.
Oof. Dad, that's a voice for the ages.
Made for AM radio.
An old one. Perfect.
So call and donate as soon as you can. You only have a half hour left.
now, the Beach Boys, like Chuck has been saying all day, always will have a place on summer radio here in the Twin Cities.
It's Minnesota summer. It's the Beach Boys, guys.
Of course, the only time you can go surfing in Minnesota is actually during the swells on Superior in the middle of February, but, you know,
Norwegian Riviera.
Yeah, it's, you're going to get a little, chilly, but it's still going to be a good ride.
So, we want to do a little station business. We're going to come back, and my wife, Cheryl, has got one more. She's always got one more story, and she's going to have a great one for us coming up in a few minutes. And then you said you found something. Tell me, what is it you found?
Well, it's something that, you know, and I didn't know that Ron had a touch to it as well. So it's old.
Yeah.
It's well, about 40 years old.
Are you looking at me?
We're looking right at you. Yeah, that's what I was doing anyway.
But if you want to talk Minnesota iconic,
yeah,
the name Bud Grant,
yes,
is up in that echelon.
Well,
and I found you talking to him.
Well,
I feel like angels should go when you say Bud Grant.
When I told him I bought a place over in Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
he showed me the back route to get to my place so I could avoid Highway 8, which is always congested to the max. And the way he took me to get to my place up around Balsam Lake, he showed me every town that had a Dairy Queen.
I remember this story.
That was how Bud got all the way up to his place.
That's how I drive.
Yeah.
Where's Dairy Queen? Dairy Queen from Dairy Queen.
Yeah. And Ron, you knew him well.
I did. Well, I hunted with him, and of course, I wrote about hunting in the Minneapolis Tribune, so that's how we kind of met that way, because it was a huge interest of his. And I won't get into all the stories, but one that stands out in my mind is I told him one day in late October, November, I had a little spot in Anoka County. It was loaded with mallards. Mm. And would he like to come out? So he said, yes, he would. So he picked a Saturday morning. And I said, well, you got to meet me about 6 o'clock in the morning. And he showed up there.
Yeah.
And there were all kinds of mallards. My blind wasn't the best. So the ducks aren't stupid. They were kind of just skirting us. We didn't shoot much. But anyways, we're talking. I said, Bud, tomorrow you're in a playoff game with the Cleveland Browns.
Mm-hmm.
I said, most Minnesotans are thinking Bud Grant's probably in his office designing one more trick play.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me, he said, no. He said, if I don't have it figured out by now, the next 24 hours won't make a difference.
Yep.
And they won.
Bud.
They won.
Yeah, isn't he something?
Yeah.
What a sense of humor he had.
Yeah.
The first time I met him, I said, hi, I'm Chuck, Coach. How you doing? And I reached my hand out to shake hands, and he looked at me and said, you don't want to shake that hand. You don't know where it's been. That's Bud Grant.
Yeah. I took him on his very first turkey hunt in the Black Hills, and I'll take credit. He got addicted to wild turkey hunting, which is very addictive pursuit.
Mm.
And so he hunted turkeys from then on. This was back in the early 70s. So.
Yep.
Well,
the old trapper. May he rest in peace.
I want to put one more in from Terry.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Another groaner.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and I'll play that.
Yeah. Okay.
So that
well, let's
get
do
refresher.
Cheryl, and then we'll get to it before 3 o'clock.
All right.
What do you call a beautiful woman on the arm of a banjo player?
Oh.
A tattoo.
Total Country Bob FM. Thanks for joining us for our special Longest Day broadcast on Bob FM. Chuck and John are back, along with some of the most memorable voices from Minnesota's radio history. You can help begin a new era of hope in the fight against Alzheimer's. Donate now at mybobcountry.com or call 763-450-0500.
Total Country Bob FM. Chuck and John in the morning.
We are in the final 28 minutes, John.
Mm.
It has flown since 10 o'clock this morning. It's a blur.
It's just impossible to believe that we've done 4.5 hours thus far.
Yep.
But it's even more impossible to believe how generous
yes.
you folks have been in your calls. Now, we're in the final few moments, and those final few moments could make an amazing difference in getting us to our next goal. So here's the cool part. We kind of went past the first goal.
Yeah.
And we really thought to ourselves, why not? Why don't we keep pushing? This is such an urgent cause. Goals are not really there for, you know, stopping points. They're there to say we're making progress.
Right.
And so you've got the next goal that's coming up here. We thought it would be so cool if we could get to 10.
Whoa.
$10,000.
Well,
it's going to take some big gifts, folks. But
oh boy,
here's the cool part. We have someone who stepped up to say, listen, you give $20, I give $20.
Really?
You give $500, I give $500.
Whoa.
Let's make Denny nervous. You give $1,500,000, I'll give $1,500. That's not even a number, but he'll give it. So here's the deal. I don't know how he's going to do that, but let's do it anyway. But, you know, the other cool part is the person who gives the most,
yes,
the biggest gift,
yep,
is going to win a bunch of hours in a boat.
Oh.
With this amazing man sitting to my side here.
Yes, sir.
Ron, you're the icon. You're a legend.
Yep.
How did you manage to get to those statuses?
Well, those people never went fishing with me.
That's a really good answer.
Thank you. Like I said, this is called fishing, not catching. But I have a few hot spots, and we'll have some fun. I'll guarantee anybody that. Whoever's the top bidder will spend a half day of fishing with me. We'll have a good time. We'll have some cold water to drink, and we'll talk about experiences. So there you go.
Now, are they going to have to sign some waivers of, you know, secrecy and where you go fishing and stuff like that? Are you going to tie them down that way?
I've thought about that. Blindfolded maybe would work too. No, I'm not concerned.
So we only have 26 minutes.
26 left.
To see if we can reach the goal of $10,000.
It's time to burn those phones down. It's time to get online.
Come on.
You can do it. You can go online at mybobcountry.com. By the way, that's a secured site. It's as safe as it possibly can be. Yep. We are not selling any information. Nope. It does not go on anybody's mailing list, number one. Number two, if you call right now, which might be the easiest way to get in, it's 763-450-0500.
We've been blessed all morning and this afternoon to have Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp with us, author of Undefeated Innocence. And we left the state of Minnesota and moved to Arkansas to take care of her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad had already passed from Alzheimer's. And you have one final thought, one final story that I'd like to get on the air at Bob.
Well, first, I want to thank... If you're a caregiver, I want to thank you, because it's one of the most unselfish things and the most rewarding thing that you're ever going to do for your whole entire life. If you aren't a caregiver but know one, please encourage them, because a lot of what they do nobody recognizes because they don't know. But they go through stresses that you can't even imagine. You're looking at someone that you love with all your heart, and they don't know who you are anymore. And you have to still love them with all your heart, even though things don't make sense. So if you're a sacrificial caregiver and giving from your heart, even when your heart's depleted, I want to tell you thank you. You don't hear it enough, but thank you. And God bless you for every moment of every day that you continue to love on the person who you love that has any form of dementia, Alzheimer's in particular. But what you do matters. Some days you don't feel like anything matters, that nothing went right. But every time that you can bring a ray of sunshine, a ray of hope, a ray of love into this person's life, you still can grasp who they really are. So I want to personally thank John for the work that he and Jody are doing with her mom, who are in the throes of caregiving for someone they love with Alzheimer's. But there are millions of other people who are unpaid caregivers, and they're the unsung heroes of our country and in the world. And I know that sounds big, but it is. So tell them thank you. Secondly, I want to tell you about a group called ALZ Authors, ALZ AUTHORS. So you can go to allsauthors.com, and it's 300 authors who have written books, done podcasts, written poetry, written children's books. I think I mentioned podcasts already, but it's a group of people who have gone through the Alzheimer's and dementia experience and have used their talents to be able to encourage you and others who have been walking through Alzheimer's. I had the privilege of entering this group a couple of months ago, and they love you from their heart. And so if you're looking for resources about the caregiving experience that you find yourself in, it's there, ALZAuthors.com. Now for the final moment with my mom, as I raced to get to the hospital and hoping that she would still be with me so I could tell her I love her one more time. And I was driving like a maniac, and I thought, well, maybe if a cop stops me, they can get me to the hospital faster. Chuck was here, I was down in Arkansas. So I raced to the hospital, and a pastor and his wife met me there and put us into a personal care room. And I thought, okay, this is serious, because they just raced us right in a conference room, and the doctor and a couple of nurses came in and said, we need your directive. And the nurse cat popped in and out a couple of times, but I checked, called Chuck, called my sister, and I said, is this the decision we're going to make? Because it was up to me to let her go. And so I told the doctor, yes, let her go. Now, I've never been with someone who has passed away before, but I got to be there with my mom. So they walked me into the emergency room where they had her, and was able to say goodbye. But I held onto her hand for quite a while. When the coroner came in, I looked at him and I said, is it okay if I hate you? Because I don't like you right now. And we bitterly laughed. But I stood alongside my mom, and about 15 minutes went by. And all of a sudden, her finger moved, and I thought, okay, if I scream that she's alive, then the coroner would take me instead of my mom. I've got this sixth sense of cop humor. But then what followed, now this again, 15 to 20 minutes after they called her gone, and I saw a spark and felt a spark, kind of like it was a static electricity, like if you put your feet along the carpet and you get the static electricity and you can see it. That's what happened between mom's finger and mine. And the room became very empty. And pastors have told me that was the moment when my mom had an escort, and his name is Jesus, and that Jesus took her home. And so, shortly after that, all the nurses and the doctors, they left. And so it was Kevin and Nicole and me from our church. Our pastor actually called, our senior pastor called. And it was his birthday. So here we are in the emergency room, and we start singing happy birthday to our senior pastor very loudly and very oddly. And so we got off the phone, and we just deteriorated into laughter, because we looked at each other and said, what are those people outside this emergency room, the doctors and the nurses in the corner, what are they thinking? Because we have now just been singing happy birthday and just falling apart in laughter. And we thought, you know, it's mom's first birthday in heaven, and it couldn't have been more appropriate. So it was hard to take the remains, you know, to go back upstairs where my mom's room had been. And I remember walking through the corridor at the hospital, looking at faces, thinking, well, it's just so empty in here. They don't know that my mom just died. But there are some nurses that happened to be at the same elevator and helped me go up to the sixth floor to gather up her belongings. So they escorted me through a very difficult time. But I won't ever forget experiencing that moment when mom went home to heaven. And so even in the toughest times, there's always hope. Mm-hmm. And as I said a year ago, hope doesn't end with Alzheimer's. That's where it begins.
Thank you, Cheryl. Cheryl Crowfoot Knapp.
Yeah.
Author of Undefeated Innocence on Amazon. It's all in the book. So we're about 18 minutes away from 3 o'clock, and so we have a few minutes left.
Okay. Actually, pass that to Ron.
Chuck, your wife is a wonderful storyteller. I think you outdid your coverage there.
Yeah.
When you married that woman.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron Sharon. I appreciate that.
I will hold that over his head forever.
Oh, Ron, no.
Well, I was the guy who got to do the wedding.
Yes, he married us.
And Chuck and I are standing down front, and Cheryl's not coming out.
Yeah, so wait, she missed the cue.
And we...
She had second thoughts, I would think.
All of us are standing around saying, she woke up. She just had a moment of brilliance.
I'm doing what?
I kept waiting to see the dust of the car going down the road, and it was going to be Cheryl. But no, she did come, and
called
she married
an epiphany.
Them.
So
I tied them together, and they still are here.
We're still here.
Yep.
14 years this year.
Yep. Little flower farm out in Stillwater.
Well,
look at this, John. Go ahead.
To go fishing with Ron, we need a $1,500 gift.
Okay.
So that means we've had gifts up to that point.
Right.
So if one person calls with a $1,500 gift,
come on,
they're going to sit in a boat for a morning or an afternoon.
Come on.
Is it better to fish in the morning or in the afternoon?
Well, you have to ask the fish that, but I like mornings better. But
okay.
Yeah, you got to do what the fish want, not what you want.
It's funny that you have an answer for all that stuff, because I'll bet you've been asked before.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. We are down to 15 minutes. Is there a $1,500 gift?
Well, which would be matched.
Which would be match number one. It's going to get you in the boat with Ron number two. Or there's somebody might say, $1,500.
I can top that.
I can go 1,000. I can go 2,000. Whatever it is.
Yep.
But we are in our final few moments.
Come on, folks.
Can we get those phones ringing? Now, you've heard the story. You've heard the heartbreak. Cheryl, when you're telling the story, I thought of the scripture that says, we do not mourn like those who have no hope.
Amen.
Isn't that the most amazing passage of scripture?
Yep.
So here's, let's get some hope into some lives. Let's get some joy into some lives. Let's get some stuff in their lives that says, we can cope. We can deal with this and bring the resources around them. That's why we started this at 10 o'clock this morning. We're going to finish it at 3. It's time to get on the road here.
It's a new era of hope.
It is. The number is 763-450-0500.
Mm-hmm.
Online, mybobcountry.com. You can go either way.
Yep.
We need you to go right now.
Right now.
And make it happen.
Hello.
Hi there.
Bud Grant.
How are you?
Good.
Donuts is just coming in. Come on in. Shut the door, Michael.
It's a religious experience. Bud.
Oh, boy. Mr. Grant?
Yes.
Mr. Grant, sir, this is Donuts. I know you've never heard of me. I've never met you personally. What are your plans? Can you sneak any by the Packer fans out there listening?
I haven't made any plans.
Yeah.
It's a little early for that.
Well, we can put the ice shack out this weekend.
Well, I plan on doing some of that.
Hey, seriously, Bud, we all love you. We're so happy you're back, and we're glad that the kids are going to be able to go to college now. We understand you got a bigger contract in here than Knapp does. Any secrets you can let us in on?
If you got a secret, you can't tell a secret.
Otherwise, the Russians will hear.
I'm sorry, the whole thing was incredible.
You know, I don't know that Michael J. was born with lock washers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff rattling around in that man's head.
He was one of the best.
Yeah.
You're just a wonderful guy and a great outdoorsman. You would have loved him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was unbelievable.
He was a pilot.
Yep, he did it. He rode his motorcycle. He probably had a Ranger. I don't remember what his bass boat was, but he would land on the ice in the wintertime at our place up in Wisconsin, and we'd come out and stand on the ice and sing California Dreamin', the three of us.
Don, were you just raising your hand?
Hey, there, TDB.
Yo. What?
Were you just raising your hand?
He wants on. He wants to be on the radio.
I was scratching.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm itching to get back on the radio.
Well, there. Come on. It's Trudon Blue from San Francisco, folks, from the KDWB days.
You know, we get a lot of bad rap, but I hear you singing California Dreamin'. I hear it out there.
Yep. That's All the Leaves Are Brown. That's
all the
what
leaves
it's,
are brown.
Yep. And nice. The sky is gray.
Well, this has been quite a day. I've been listening pretty much throughout the whole day when I wasn't involved.
Mm-hmm.
Stories are amazing. The interesting thing is we're talking about people, you know, that we know that are suffering through this or that have. But the interesting thing is, and the goal just think about the people, you and me and everybody younger than we are, who are going to face this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the odds are not so great. And if we can bring those odds down, it'd be pretty good. You know, the other day I couldn't find my sand wedge. I go to the golf course and I say, I think I left my sand wedge here. And they said, well, while you're here, do you want your sunglasses too? Because you left those in the golf cart. You know, so, I mean, those things are happening all the time. And pretty soon, you're going, okay, I'm not that concerned. I'm getting a little more forgetful. You know, but what's it leading to? What does it mean? And maybe today we helped a little bit to slow that down.
Yeah, and the number that was announced this morning by one of the Alzheimer's folks was a 21% increase in this in the next 5 years.
Well, I wonder just if the stress and the, you know, the lifestyles and all of that are sort of leading us to it. It seems to me that, you know, most people are living under more stress than they were 25 or 30 years ago. I mean, I know that there have been wars and times of incredible chaos, but just in general, I think that, you know, the stress is mounting a bit, and I'm sure that contributes.
Well, I think if they would spend an afternoon with Ron Shera in the boat, some of that stress would disappear.
Oh, that'll melt away.
Chuck, caught another one. Oh, I caught another one, Ron.
That's not the way it goes. And if they don't bite, then that's real stress. Let me just tell you.
How'd you fish it? You just, you know, go to the local fish store and just grab a few mackerels on your way out the door.
Not the same.
You know, he just brought up a great point, though, because when you give a gift right now to the Alzheimer's Association, you're helping those who are going through it, but you're also helping those who will go through it.
Yeah.
You're setting the stage for the people down the road who need that research, who need that help, and who need those resources. So you're planning, you're putting a platform in place so that they have something to fall back on when they go through that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the number again is 763-450-0500. It's time, folks. We're down to 9 minutes, according to my Apple Watch.
Yeah. I want to throw a couple of names out there because I'm having a tough time keeping track of all of these names that are pouring in right now.
Good.
Nikki Land, Terry Probst, Jerrine Towner, Jody Carlson, Gary Morris. Well, I'm going to run out of breath here. Richard Freeman, Tony McGinty, Beverly Tellefson, Christina Meadows. I actually have one that came in from Tim Gamrath for $500. And
beautiful.
Robert Benshoof for $1,000.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And everything that has been donated in the next 9 minutes now will be matched.
Right. Dollar for dollar.
Yeah. So if somebody does $1,000, it's $2,000.
It's $2,000.
Yep.
That's exactly what just happened with Robert Benshoof. His $1,000 became two.
Sweet.
We are on the verge of tripling our initial goal for today.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
Me neither.
Not at all.
Well, it all goes locally.
Okay.
It's all right here. It's all Alzheimer's Minnesota, North Dakota chapter.
It's time to open up that Evan route and get this thing down the lake.
This is the longest day.
I'm an outdoorsman.
Really?
They quit making Evan Roods, but you're all right.
Yeah, they got bought out, I'm sure.
He slapped me back on the Alumacraft, and now he's kicking me around on the Evan Roods.
Well, I have an Evan Rood, but they did quit making them, which sadly.
We got a chance to tour the Ranger Boat Factory one time, and that was to see those made was really tremendous.
Well, we have a lot of great boat makers right here in Minnesota too, you know, Lund and Crestliner.
Yeah,
and
I owned a Grumman canoe for a while.
Uh-huh. Yes, I think they were made somewhere else.
Yeah, they don't make them anymore.
Have a square stern for it or what?
The Grumman canoe.
Yeah.
No. The Grumman had a really sharp. The Alumacraft you could actually gunnel jump on, but the Grumman would put you right in the water.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they were not as stable. That's a whole different story. That's when I was a guide. I guided in the BWCA. So look at me. I've got the bug bites to prove it.
I bet you do.
So here's our number, 763-450-0500.
So, Jeff, you want to do, we have more business to take care of from the station, or do we want another tune?
Or should we yammer all the way up to three?
Tell you what, we'll pay the bills, come back, and we can say our goodbyes.
Yeah, we'll thank a whole bunch of people.
Oh, well. We'll get to all of that. It's coming up here. I was just a couple minutes left. Like you say, if you've been waiting now's the time. We don't want to miss out on any of that doubling that that Dennis Carpenter has aimed. So 763-450-0500.
You're listening to our special Longest Day broadcast on Bob FM, so we can begin a new era of hope in the fight against Alzheimer's.
Wake up, it's time to get up. Chuck and John on your morning drive. Up and at 'em, the Twin Cities. Jump in the shower and open your eyes. Bob FM, as you're cruising down the street, great country music makes you want to tap your feet. Wake up, it's time to get up. You'll have a Twin Cities fun time. Chuck and John are doing fine. Bob up on Bob FM.
Oh, that was my favorite. It was always my favorite.
Well, those were the days.
Oh, my goodness.
10 years ago, we got to sit here in the studio every morning, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And we thank Dennis Carpenter for that opportunity. Can I thank Maura and Amy from Alzheimer's?
Absolutely.
And Paula and Lori and Hillary. Those five came in and did live reports. Cheryl Crowfoot-Knapp, my wife, also. And Ron, thank you very much for telling me I married over my head. You're absolutely right.
Which is
right.
A statement of the obvious. You know,
Mac.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for being in with us again this year.
My pleasure.
I mean, just wonderful. And we had Wayne Peterson and Denny Long. TDB, thank you. Then we had the Jay Allen and Hertzgard and Kim Cotola, a.k.a. Kim Jeffries, mm-hmm. and Dave Lee, and of course, the Bob Lang tribute. Ron Shera, thank you for coming in studio with us, and Terry Train.
So. And Roger Strom stuck his nose in for a little bit.
That was joyful. That what a wonderful surprise to have him come into the studio with us, and for Ron, too.
There's not a farmer over 70 in this state that doesn't know Roger Strom.
Yeah.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
It is true.
And before him, Maynard. Yeah.
Maynard Spies.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's all sing the Good Morning song and see how that goes.
Well, we had them do it on your 50th
they
birthday.
Did it. When I turned 50, Chuck brought Boone and Erickson to the studios of KTIS. So I spent my 50th birthday with Boone and Erickson.
Yeah.
Then we all went up on the roof and made bratwursts.
Yeah.
That was absolutely wonderful.
Yep.
Right. Well, Roger Erickson wore this shirt that had a pocket in it that he wore to the fair, and it had a leaky pen in it, and it was just stained so huge. And
he said, one Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, he said, wore this for you.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fun.
I told him it was the most pathetic shirt I'd ever seen.
Yeah.
And he said, I beg your pardon. So, and of course, we lost Roger to Alzheimer's.
Yeah, we did.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I was with him shortly before he left, and he and his wife, Margaret. Yep.
Man, I tell you, what a great day this has been.
Yep.
I was the nurse once on Minnesota Hospital with Dave Lee.
Yes.
You were the nurse?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
See, now I wish I would have gotten a little bit further into that, because I was down that rabbit hole finding air checks of that. I might have been able to pull that one out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's when
what an outstanding job. Just Jeff Jones pulled it all together again.
Awesome job.
The program director of Bob and doing the midday show.
Yes.
That we got to consume today.
Yep. I think it was worthwhile.
Thank you. I think thanks to all the phones are still ringing, and keep them going.
Now, is the link coming down off of mybobcountry.com?
No, you will still be able to donate.
Okay.
But we're gonna put that match at the end of the broadcast today.
Okay.
You'll still be able to donate, and the highest donor again now before we're done.
Yeah.
Is gonna get that half day.
Jump in, folks.
To go
jump
with Ron Shera.
Right.
There'll be nothing like it. Cheryl and I just had a guide on the White River in Arkansas trout fishing to go out with Ron Shera. There will be nothing like it that you will ever do in fishing in your life. I promise you. It's true.
Yeah.
So thank you, Ron.
Fish or no fish, it'll be memorable.
Yep.
Well, he's always got that back out on this thing.
Yeah. It's not catching. It's fishing.
Right. That's right. It's all about the experience.
Yeah.
And we've had a wonderful 5 hours here, folks. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, it's 3 o'clock. I suppose we ought to get out of here and do what they call a legal ID.
Yeah, Kirby's probably getting ready to jump on and do some rush hour relief. It's the longest day. Summer's officially here.
Yep.
It's hot out.
Thank you.
And I appreciate Chuck. Thank you so much. And Cheryl for sharing as well.
Yeah.
John, It's always a pleasure. Anytime you want to come back in, I mean, well, shoot. Anytime you want to stop at the patio, you're like 3 blocks away.
Yeah, there's that too. By the way, mow your lawn more often, would you?
I'm trying to grow new grass.
It's an embarrassment to the whole city of Anoka.
I finally got some grass seed to take in the front yard this year.
That's legal now.
I think that indicates it's time to go.
And Ron, it was a very pleasant surprise that you stopped in instead of jumping on the Zoom call, but I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Well, as a fan of Bob, it's fun for me to put a face with your voice, too, so there you go.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
And Mac, it's so
it's
good
hard to
see
find
you
it anytime.
You and Della, thank you.
And True Don Blue for joining us from all the way over on the other side of this nation.
TDB.
I appreciate you being with us again as well.
From a place we're all afraid
to
go.
Nice to be here this year. Perfect. I loved it.
Let's do it again.
Let's do it again.
You got it.
All right. Thank you. I've got one final song that we'll kick off summer with.
Ooh.